I'm joined by Sherif Geber in Cairo, who was at the march on Sunday, Coptic Christians, which descended into violence, which left at least 26 people dead and 500 injured. Sherif, what were you doing on the march in the first place?
Well, I joined the march because I absolutely, with what it was asking for, is at the bare minimum some bit of recognition for the church that had been burned and some sort of real action from a government that is claiming to kind of have an interest in, you know, protecting minorities and such. I couldn't, you know, sit by and just watch as this got covered up like the last however many incidents of church burnings and the like.
And was there quite a broad representation of people on the march in terms of religion?
Well, it was definitely, the vast majority was Coptic Christians protesting and coming out on the march, but there were Muslims and others, I mean, present there for sure, and especially once the march actually got into downtown and once the event started to unfold, it seemed like it was, I mean, impossible to tell one from the other on the one hand, and then, you know, much broader as people went to defend one another.
And what was the atmosphere at the beginning of the march before there was any trouble?
I think it was a mix of both kind of excitement and anger. I mean, people were really, I think, emboldened by the turnout. It was a very large march. But they were also, I mean, you have to understand, they were incredibly upset. I mean, a church had been burned with kind of no recognition. And furthermore, the first protest that had set itself up in front of the state TV building had been violently dispersed within a matter of a few hours by the army. So people were, you know, upset, but also felt encouraged by their numbers about what those kind of numbers could bring as far as a result, pressure-wise.
And can you describe when you were first aware of violence taking place and exactly what happened, please?
Yeah, it you know, we were actually accosted briefly going under an underpass at the beginning of the march. There were some stones thrown, but that resolved itself fairly quickly. It seems that wasn't a concerted effort to stop the march.
Who were throwing those stones?
It was really unclear. It could have been just neighborhood residents. It could have been some, you know, someone just passing by who was angry at it. I mean, it was hard to tell because, like I said, we were going under a large underpass of a bridge above us, so we couldn't really see who was doing the stone throwing.
And then what happened after that?
Well, we arrived in the area of the state TV building, and in order to get there, there are two routes that the march could have taken, and in fact did, around the Ramses Hilton to get to the state TV building. There's a shorter side street behind the hotel that leads to the TV building. So I went with some friends. We decided to take that route and go with a kind of contingent of the marchers there to see the people who were already standing in front of the building. But we hadn't even reached the building before, you know, screaming began and, you know, soldiers just came rushing at us with riot shields and batons. I mean, it was completely unprovoked from what I saw.
So you saw no indication? There have been obviously counterclaims, although these have been denied by people on the march, that the violence was somehow initiated by people within the protest.
Absolute fabrication. Yeah, that's an absolute fabrication. There's no evidence of that.
And how did people react when they were being charged by the military?
Well, you have to remember this is a march. I mean, there were tons of families here. I mean, there were women, children, grandparents. I mean, you know, these were families coming out, and, you know, so it was just bedlam at the beginning. You know, people were screaming, you know, women, you know, like, were kind of crying and running almost immediately. I mean, and then add to the fact that, you know, once the beating started with sticks, within a few minutes, started hearing gunfire, which, you know, it seems like from some of the casualties I'd seen was not blank rounds. There were live rounds being used very, very quickly. I mean, it was an incredibly, incredibly violent show, very fast. And so, you know, it was just chaos for a while.
It must have been very upsetting as well as frightening to be in the middle of all of that.
Well, I mean, it was absolutely enraging. I mean, within a few more minutes, people had kind of moved backwards towards the kind of Ramses Hilton, the large street in front of it, and, you know, been kind of setting up some barricades there to stay there. But all of a sudden, several of these kind of armored personnel carriers, driven by military personnel, started running up and down the street through the crowd, deliberately zigzagging and aiming at people, which was just probably one of the most horrific things I'd seen, if not the most horrific thing I'd seen in this entire kind of revolution so far. I mean, at one point I saw some young kids running behind the car to avoid the armored car, which then plowed over that private automobile to hit these people. I mean, it was barbaric. It was really, really disgusting.
And how did the violence finally subside? What brought it to an end?
Subside. I mean, it lasted for hours and hours. I mean, what brought it to an end, I think, was just a complete, you know, crackdown on the entire downtown area. I mean, the state TV, in addition to kind of spreading their normal kind of lies and sort of propaganda, was actually calling on citizens to come down and, quote, defend the army. And so, you know, we had at one point a mix of army, central security forces, and these just kind of, you know, citizens, so to speak, coming and, you know, attacking us with stones, weapons, tear gas. I mean, this lasted until, I mean, just attrition took over and people couldn't do it anymore. I mean, until everyone had basically been beaten out of the area.
And what's the atmosphere like in Cairo now?
It's incredibly worried. It's troubled. It's tense. I mean, I think that on the one hand, there's been no serious kind of attempt by the state to change its story about what happened. They have really, I think, fanned the flames of a kind of sectarianism which need not exist in the current situation. I mean, it was very clear attacking. This was an issue of the army, kind of unprovokedly going after these protesters, and then they turned this into an issue of supposedly cops becoming violent and have showed no restraint in holding back kind of others who would accuse them of being violent, who would seek to perpetrate violence against them. I mean, and then the Coptic community itself is enraged, I mean, and sorrowful and mournful. I was at the Coptic hospital yesterday, where several thousand people were gathered to, you know, see to the kind of cleansing of the bodies and the funerals of those who died. And, I mean, there were people weeping, there were people shouting. I mean, it's just tragic. It's really an unmitigated tragedy here. Yeah.